Hey gang, I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Mr. Mark Show. If you want to know the truth, and why would I lie to you? What good would it do me? Greetings, radio gang. I'm the mercy-killing disc jockey man. With a broadcasting technology, I'm able to shut off the life support on your clinging rich relative who just won't die. Let's say your uncle was a coal mine millionaire who refused to believe rumors about an underground civilization of albino creeps who resent the intrusion of mankind's destructive technology. Your rich uncle comes down with jungle bone disease and clings to life support for a staggering 44 years. By this time, you're a senior citizen who's missed out on life, and the least you can do to get back at that selfish miser is to shut off the oxygen and replace it with a common hydrogen gas, which will make him change somehow, some way, into the genetic king of the underground albino creeps, who then rise up and use ordinary garden trowels to fill in those mile-deep coal mines. Thank gosh, a ravishing and seductive lady albino creep strolls by and leads each and every one of those albino troglodytes into a nuclear power plant where the radiation level is so high it changes those underground goons into a gang of Pennsylvania Dutch radio listeners who request a song so bad, so stale, so foul that the radio tower collapses onto the containment tanks, which collapse to reveal that so-called power plant was actually, all along, nothing more than a warning label record store run by a porno queen in a distant world where it takes 17 people to make love. 17 people, and none of those 17 people can stand each other. Each and every one is wearing your face, and it freaks out your long-suffering spouse, who runs away screaming. I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Mr. Mark Show. Glad to have you. Well, man, with Emerson, Lincoln, Palmer in the background. Hey, Joe, what do you know? I'm the talking radio man of truth with a word about your rotten kid. Your rotten kid has gone too far. Your rotten kid will need a lawyer's help this time. Thank gosh, a consultation with the local cheap shot law firm will run you only $1. Their case fee is only $2, and your fine and court cost when you lose the case is only $3, leaving you enough money left over to spend a week of fantasy on Allentown's own Fantasy Island, the getaway of your dreams, where anything goes. Allentown's own Fantasy Island of secret thrills and unknown pleasures. Sadly, this local Fantasy Island is on Klein's Island, where the sewage treatment plant is located. For a cool $1 million, they'll put on the fantasy experience of your dreams after spending most of that million on filters and traps to reduce the smelly haze. That leaves only $4 lousy bucks to spend on your fantasy. Well, they'll do the best they can. They'll draw you a picture of the fantasy experience of your dreams, which is, in your case, a freaky, orgiastic block party in which your sexy and seductive neighbors try to squeeze 45 living white rhinos into a no-clothing hot tub. Flip the switch and the rhinos start rotating faster and faster. Soon, they fly across the lawn and you've got to catch them. It's bad luck to drop the living white rhinos, cause it ticks them off to be dropped and they'll trample you to death. I'm Mr. Mark with a happy-sounding song, which is this freak-out electronic frenzy. But I want to tell you, remember, in this, the wake of Iraqi aggression, not all Iraqi individuals are bad. Come out to the Allentown Carnival and see a real man from Iraq who is a man of peace and compassion. He is the only man in Allentown who is able to give a back rub to an ant. In the carnival, you'll meet the only ant in the local area with chiropractic disorder and a bad back. If the Iraqi man of peace does not give a charity back rub to the ant with a bad back, No one else will, and the ants' hostility will fester and grow, resulting in a huge 9-foot killer ant who will force others to administer chiropractic care. How much better it would be if a tenement saxophone player would play all night and disturb the sleeping city council, which would nod off in the daytime and sleep through the monthly meeting without passing the dopey law against wheelbarrows. Wheelbarrows are dangerous. Wheelbarrows need to be banned from city streets before a tragedy in which a busload of nuns swerves. I say the busload of nuns swerves around a 21st century gasoline-powered wheelbarrow filled with high explosives and plows into a different busload of nuns. Lands on top of a third busload of nuns, prompting a product boycott by local priests who want to know, why do nuns get all the important plot action in this psychological tale of terror? See the local priest wrestle with a real golden calf to symbolize the gospel story. They couldn't get a real golden calf, so they have to settle for a live adult Brahma bull with a bad temper. See the wrestling match at the Allentown Carnival. Also, girls, girls, girls doing a live all-female production of Scorsese's blistering weirdo movie, The First Temptation of Christ. That's right, The First Temptation of Christ, much better than his last temptation. The First Temptation of Christ happened when he was just a swaddling baby and a real TV devil tricked him by turning him into a 9-foot ant with gaping jaws and chasing him into a modern art gallery run by porno tax evaders with no redeeming social value. I'm Mr. Mark. Audience members, I'm more or less glad you tuned in to the only radio show featuring the secret Mr. Mark format. You can find out about the format under certain circumstances, but not unless you can endure the unbearable story about the crazy queen of Egypt who keeps the eternal flame burning inside the pyramid where there is no air. How did the crazy queen keep the eternal flame burning without air? With a WMUH benefit lava lamp, that's how. You can get one, just plug it into your wall outlet, and gross globs of ooze will flop around in there, plunging you into a hypnotic dream state, wherein a beautiful magic bluebird will pick you up in its enormous sickle-shaped talons and drop you into a nest full of more WMUH benefit lava lamps. Those greedy lamps are eyeing you up with hungry eyes, but thank gosh, the glass busts open, and inside those lamps, it's nothing but a lot of ravenous baby bluebirds who devour you alive. But I can't talk about that right now. I've got to read the true story of a local lady who didn't pay attention to the radio safety warning about smoking in bed. She smokes in bed, nods off, and dreams about a friendly angel named Roy who looks just like your own sainted pappy, your own father, with his flat brow, split lip, beady cyclops eye. You can't help but follow his admonition to give up those coffin nails. That local lady didn't listen. She woke up to the overwhelming blast of a volunteer fire hose right in the mush. Serves her right. If you must smoke cigarettes, then give up coffee at least, for heaven's sakes. Give up something, not sex. Make it something you enjoy. I'm your radio host on the Mr. Mark Show with an admonition from your own sainted pappy about television. Remember, allow yourself just 1 hour of TV time per day and make it a show about the assault upon Mount Everest in Nepal that cost 50 lives when a jerk named Kyle tried to tie a rope to a Yeti snowman's ankle and then go bungee jumping off the sheer precipice. The Yeti snowman came tumbling after and caused an avalanche that buried 49 Sherpa slaves who were so tough it just didn't bother them. Stay tuned for an admonition from some other of your crooked relatives who think they know what's what. Get this. Hey, man. Hey, dude. We've got the winning numbers here for that benefit radio lottery. Keep it under your hat because with the restrictive laws, We're not really supposed to conduct a lottery without the concerned and responsible agreement to cut the cops in on a piece of the big money. Those cops took so much of the till on our last charity lotto that this time we feel the best way to raise money is with the Mr. Mark Edible Pony. Life-size and authentic. If you're so hungry you could eat a horse, remember, the Mr. Mark Edible Pony looks real. It's made of spun sugar, and when you take a bite of this horse, your animal rights pals will bust out crying and beat you up to symbolize the story of the long-distance runner from Iraq who chased a long-distance runner from Kuwait all around the world and finally caught up with him in Center City, Allentown, all along, as it turns out. He only wanted to embrace his foreign Arabic brother and take his wallet. That Kuwaiti runner was no sap, though. He planted a phony wallet made to look real with a series of snapshots of swinging single women. When you open the cash flap, out flies an enormous starving moth which devours your clothes without scratching you. Your own distasteful flesh. Get the free booklet about how to get revenge against your hated enemies by obtaining a zoning waiver to construct a new $4 million mall where his front yard used to be. Soon, a traffic jam of shoppers has parked on his roof, and his property value has fallen through to his underground survival bunker full of joke canned goods that actually contain all of mankind's evils. Whatever you do, don't unscrew the lids on any of those survival canned goods. Otherwise, bat-winged monsters will fly to all parts of the world, and the Statue of Liberty will walk out of New York Harbor and stomp your house. I'm just telling you. I'm Mr. Mark.